Yo, what's up, guys? Shishi checking in here from New York City. And haven't done one of these in a while. Just getting on here and sharing some thoughts. Those of you who have been following me for, over a year may remember that I used to do these weekly videos called Scary Sundays that I would also then translate to audio on my podcast, The Sacred Giggle. There's a guy over there doing his own version of The Sacred Giggle. New York is always full of characters. And I stopped that about a year ago, maybe a little more now. Time is just flying by. And to be honest, I just kind of stopped it because, and also stopped doing the podcast because I was just feeling a desire to stop talking, to stop sharing verbally with about what I was going through. And I don't really know if it was like healthy or not healthy to do that, or if it was fear-based, or I think it was probably a combination of based out of a little bit of like probably getting too concerned about like whether the videos were reaching enough people, or comparing myself to other people doing similar types of videos, or being concerned about if it was the best use of my time, or if I should be focusing on that or just focusing on music. So it was probably a combination of more fear-based motivations like that, and also just some very secure, healthy desires to just like reel it in a little bit, not be sharing everything that I'm sort of going through or dealing with, and maybe feeling like there was some level to which it was a little performative, and just feeling like a lot of aversion to that. And again, this was just my experience of it. I'm sure that there were videos that maybe felt performative to me that still, helped somebody. And I've been thinking about that a lot. This sort of tendency that that we can sometimes have with stopping doing things, just getting in our heads about things, and sort of self-sabotaging, sabotaging our own gifts because we maybe don't feel fully safe to share them. And sometimes we need to go through an experience of pulling back those gifts and spending a period of time sort of being more in solitude and just experiencing ourselves without the validation of an other out there to refer and reflect back the value that we so desperately, want to have. And to be honest, I don't really know where I stand on this with regards to myself at this moment in terms of sharing videos and things like that again. I'm going through like quite a bit of confusion about that actually right now, because I am definitely all for, not being overly anxiously preoccupied and dependent on other people's validation for your sense of self, for your sense of self-love, for your sense of self-respect. And, I'm very, very vigilant in myself to when I'm tipping into that arena. But it's also very easy for that to, for the pendulum to swing too far the other way, where you forget, one can forget that one is a social creature, wired for connection, wired to be regulated by others, to be seen by others, to be validated by others, and that's actually very healthy. And if you go too far in the other direction, then you go into the more, to use attachment terms, avoidant, dismissive realm where you are almost pathologically sort of isolating yourself. And, you know, as somebody who was diagnosed a few years ago with disorganized attachment, which some of you may know, at least people that are sort of in the creative sangha, my coaching community, and people that I've done one-on-one work with probably know about this. I don't know if I've spoken about it too much on here, given what I just said about how I've been a lot more quiet with sharing over the last year or so. But as somebody that was diagnosed with disorganized attachment and has, which is basically a combination, is you're switching back and forth between being anxious, preoccupied, and avoidant. And for me in particular, it was fearful avoidance, which is basically like you really want connection, but you're also afraid of the source of that connection. So you're kind of hot and cold and can be a very disorienting experience. Not just in relationships, but just with the world at large. And something that I've worked a lot through, and you know, I healed the anxious, preoccupied side of that pretty fully. Like I don't really get anxious too much anymore about like being overly concerned with what people are think of me or whatever, anything like that. But the avoidant part of that dysfunction, my therapist would say, seems to be having a final extinction cry. I seem to be getting close to, you know, fully resolving that, but it's kind of like got the final boss, and I'm noticing just a tremendous tendency to self-isolate, to not want to talk, to, you know, just kind of numb out. Because I've healed a lot of my former ways of numbing out, addictions, I wouldn't say 100%, but largely healed a lot of them, like weed and porn and things like that. There's not much to numb out on anymore, so I'm finding myself just watching a fuck ton of movies now, which is really funny, which is nothing against that, but I can see that a bit of that is just the isolation instead of, you know, just hanging out with people and engaging in my community and, you know. And the way that's manifesting on here with regards to you guys, you know, my audience and my music and playing shows and all that is just a complete lack of excitement to do any of that stuff, even make music to some degree. And so, you know, I've noticed that, and I've noticed that while I do think it's healthy to, you know, if you feel the need to take time, you know, away from social media as long as you need to really like recalibrate yourself, if you're feeling like, okay, I'm way too dependent on, you know, what other people are, how, whether or not they're validating me, I need to kind of like learn how to love myself without that external validation. I think that's all great. But, you know, I just want to voice that in my experience, I've also had this flip side happening for a while now. Like, you know, since I sort of stopped posting as much of these kinds of more vulnerable, you know, just me talking off the cuff videos. And what I'm feeling is that from the human perspective, it creates a lot of anxiety to not be putting myself out there as much, not be adding value, you know, in a way that can be easily validated by people liking the video and commenting and all these things and sending me DMs about, oh, that video really helped. And from a human level, especially when it's going on for years, which it kind of has, is kind of now getting to that point. The only diagnosis for it is, I guess I'm just depressed, right? Because that's kind of like the definition of depression. Like nothing is exciting. It feels that way. It's like, I don't know what to do. Like, and that's been a general feeling for a long time now. And from a human level, it's very anxiety invoking, especially when it lasts for years and you're not getting that, you're not feeling like you're, you know, like engaging in your life and engaging in your community. And today I was just, I'm going up for this walk in Central Park, and I was trying to sort of do some meditating on what can I learn from this? And what came up for me was, what I can learn from this is to experience this experience from a spiritual level and not from a human level. Because from a human level, it's bleak. It's bleak. It's sad. It's anxiety inducing. It invokes the fear of death and the fear of not having done enough with your life. The fear that you're kind of just, your life is passing you by and you're not engaging with it. From the spiritual perspective, however, the timeline suddenly becomes much longer, infinitely longer. And the wellspring of grace and acceptance and love for the experience becomes infinitely wider and bigger and deeper. And from the spiritual perspective, it appears as though my soul is trying to retire from many activities that I once found exciting, or at the very least, learn to re-engage with them in a different way. And that appears to be taking a very long time at the human level. Again, at the soul level, you know, there's a classic Vedic Hindu, ancient Indian estimation that one day for God is one life cycle of the entire universe, like the Big Bang all the way back to, you know, whenever the universe contracts back to an atom, if that happens. So from that perspective, you know, it's like less than a blink of an eye. But from the human perspective, this limited paradigm of like, oh, we only got to make the most of this life and, you know, life is short and all this stuff that we hear, which is true on one relative sense. It's quite anxiety invoking to be like just depressed for that long. And so what I'm learning from this experience is that is, I think what life is trying to teach me is it's time to let the spiritual self take over, or at least be 51% of my consciousness and more. And listen more deeply than my human intellect to what's next, and have a superhuman level of patience, a spiritual level of patience for however long that process takes. So, you know, I was walking around the park and feeling kind of sad, and I thought this could be a good opportunity for me to get back on here and share that and share what I, you know, in very real time, the sort of interesting phenomenon of experiencing the heartbreaking human experience of depression and losing excitement for your life. And how interesting it is to just experience that as the eternal soul that you are, and how much less pressure and sadness colors the experience, and how much more curiosity and patience and warmth and unconditional acceptance of the experience naturally arises when you just reframe who is having the experience. And I think that this is what this experience is trying to encourage me to do. So if you watched all the way through this, good for you. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, again, my human self is hoping that this was somewhat coherent and relevant, socially relevant, because that's important to my human self, which I don't want to neglect or try to transcend fully without including or spiritually bypass. But really, let me just end the video by allowing my soul to express its love for your soul and it's solidarity for your soul. If it's experiencing anything like this, I'll let you know that you're not alone. And it's so unconditionally not a problem to feel depressed at the human level. And I hope you keep going. Love you.